This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 5 o'clock, Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything. We have been almost exclusively Red Wings, and rightfully so, because, again, last night, another loss, and Lalonde's comments in the postgame were something. And I'll get to that in a minute. I just wanted to bring this up. How many people will be at that Tiger game tonight? This weather outside is horrendous. And Friday night or otherwise. Now, they're saying they're going to play. Rico, you get 5,000 people at that ballpark tonight?
Nope.
4,000. No. 3,000?
I'm saying maybe about
1,200, not counting people who work at the park. Like, what would it take, David, what would it take for you to go sit with the kids at the ballpark tonight?
Can't do it. Can't do it.
You'd all end up sick?
Yeah, I can't do it.
I was about to say, it had to be a hell of a free giveaway. And chances are you'll pick it up and leave.
Yeah, it's 401k day. They'll double your 401k right. If you show up.
I'm thinking it's less than $2,000, and that's not including workers.
It's tough.
You could. I mean, this is one where if you want to sit anywhere you want to sit, go for it. Because, yeah.
Yeah, and again, they say they're going to play. Man, brutal weather tonight. The other one is J.J. McMystery. I wanted to bring this up. I don't want to just not do this, and we've done a ton of wings. Did you see McCarthy will not be at the draft?
Yeah.
They invite 13 people to be in that green room. He had an invitation to be in the green room.
I think he just blew it off like, yeah, whatever.
Does that mean we've been lied to?
Explain.
Okay. Last year, we got lied to. We were told that Will Levis was going to be selected, and Will Levis was there and became famous because his girlfriend was there and everybody was more fascinated by her than him. And he was sad Will Levis. He was stuck there until the next day of the draft. But the buzz was cannon arm. You know, the offense didn't showcase what Will Levis could do. He didn't have protection. He didn't have anybody to throw to.
So you're saying, will he become that next guy? Kind of like...
It was the pre-draft.
Like just kind of sitting there and sliding in the draft room.
I'm openly telling you I don't know.
Right, I understand what you're saying.
But if you have an idea that Minnesota's coming up to get you at 5, why would you skip the draft?
Not only that, you get to do it in pseudo-hometown.
Home away from home.
Right, that you walk across that stage, and every Wolverine fan, even though you're going to a rival, they're chanting your name. Like, this is the moment. Like, finally, you know, a Wolverine top 4 pick. And you're just choosing not in Detroit.
Like, it just seemed weird. That's all.
It did. I didn't think of it like that.
Plus, you're backstopped. I know we have our board bet where I said he won't go higher than 6. Part of that is I wanted him available for the Giants. He may go 5. My point is the lowest he would go. Don't you believe if he fell to the Broncos? Sean Payton would run to the podium. So why wouldn't you be at the draft?
I was about to say, yeah, 12. Well, in the Raiders, 13, right? So, yeah, I would say 13. Like, he's not getting past the Broncos or the Raiders. So you're going to be a first-round selection. You're going to hear your name called. You get to walk across stage in Detroit.
Home away from home.
Yeah. Just 35 minutes from where you play your college football. You may be right that maybe...
I just wondered, has everything been a lie?
It's easier just in case that happens. You're at home and you don't have to sit in the green room. Because I got to figure, like, for Will Levis, that night couldn't have ended fast enough. Like, every moment just seemed to slow down and waiting to hear your name. It's like the kid who's waiting to get picked up from school and you're the last one, and you look at every car that comes up like, is that those are the headlights? Nope, those
nope,
are the headlights.
Just kidding. But if you want to call in on it, go ahead. No one knows the reason. We just know the decision. And please don't sell me Joe Thomas went fishing instead of watching the draft in 04. Guys, you're a quarterback. You're getting taken in the top five. You don't skip the draft. It just doesn't.
But then again, I mean, I'm wondering, is it just not just a JJ thing? But I mean, when you look at the, 13 people in the first round are going to be here? That's less than half of the people. Now, I figured JJ would simply because it's in Detroit.
And he's a quarterback.
Right, because the quarterbacks and the wide receivers are pretty much all showing up to this draft.
Do you realize JJ's been talked about more than Caleb Williams?
You're right.
And he's not going to be at the draft. It just strikes me as weird. So I thought back to last year where one of the most talked about volatile players was Will Levis. And we saw what happened on draft night when Will Levis did not get drafted. And you're like, wait, is this happening again? Because there are plenty of people who have concerns about J.J. McCarthy. Plenty. I have concerns. The difference is I try to live in reality where my concerns are outweighed by my desperation. If I were a Raider fan or a Bronco fan or a Viking fan or a Giants fan, you need a quarterback. But you have a right to be concerned because the film does not live up to being taken in the top five because
not a strong enough sample size.
They didn't throw the ball.
Right.
So I just wondered, was there more to it?
He's not going to get ushered off by the commissioner into a private suite so no one has to see you anymore?
Can I give you something here that may lead to your possible theory here?
Sure.
So Pro Football Talk just sent this story out saying the league wanted to keep it to no more than 15 players. The goal, per source, with the knowledge of the situation, was to ensure that no one lingers too long in the green room in Detroit.
There it is.
There's more, though. They say in the report that Rico mentioned is that he was sent an invitation, but according to the story, because he didn't respond, they're saying they rescinded the invitation. Remember, there's 13 players. Could they have rescinded it because, we're getting close to our 15 and we don't project you, which is what the story says, didn't project Bo Nix or Penix to be top 15. So maybe they projected that JJ wasn't a first round selection.
It came in the mail today. Welcome to day two.
I still believe draft night, the Vikings are going to move up and go get him. But maybe we've all been seduced pre-draft. I don't know. It was just something I wanted to add to the mix today while it's been all Red Wings.
But think about this, and we all fall for it. But it's nothing but lies that go on. The closer you get to the draft, it's almost the things that aren't said that you should believe. But the things that you're like, Will Levis, oh my goodness, his arm strength. And people had him at the top of the draft. And then he kept sliding and sliding and like, okay, did Will Levis, kill a small child? Like, what happened
here? He may
as
well have when he said he put mayonnaise in his coffee. That's just, yeah.
Now, can I say something that helps what you just said? Diana Rossini this morning tweeted out that she talked to a GM, and the GM over and over kept telling her, we have no idea. No one knows what they're doing 2 weeks out. So maybe
I think it's one of those where
he's not a first round selection.
Maybe you're posturing. If you can get somebody to take JJ, if you're the Arizona Cardinals, I would be his PR agent because I want people to come to me with a ridiculous trade offer. I would hype him up. And that's what I'm thinking. I think it may be posturing, but I just find it weird that you get a chance to walk across the stage.
And no one likes attention like that kid. Let's just be real now. Look at me antics, Mike, and the whole staged photography.
Mike, he would do meditation before the draft.
Just please.
You know he would.
I know. That whole crew, they know where the camera's at. So let's just, come on now.
And you're here. Your name is called, and about 80% of the people are just cheering you. Down there, you're one of their own. This to me is
I was just interesting.
No, it was like, because when I saw it, I was like, well, why isn't JJ's name on this list? because apparently he's going to be a top five pick. Or, and then I thought, okay, well, maybe he wants to do something special with his family. But when I heard, like, he just blew it off and said, nah, I'm good. Okay. Because I got to figure, had Caleb Williams tried this, Rodge would have been like, yeah, Caleb, let me show you my power.
The top three quarterbacks are going to
be here. Yeah.
May and Daniels and Caleb are all there, correct? They're in the 13?
Yeah.
Who are the other names on the list? Do you have that in front of you?
No, I don't have it in front of me.
Give me a second. Bro, I know, like, the receivers.
So pretty much
the top five
there,
receivers
Neighbors
are all going to be there.
Yeah. Harrison Jr. is there.
Yeah.
Yes. Latham, Latu, Mitchell.
See, it's interesting. Is like Latu could go anywhere. He could go in the 20s.
Dallas Turner and Darius Robinson.
Okay. Hey, well, and Darius Robinson's and from here.
Yeah, Quinnon Mitchell, he's going to be there.
Toledo.
Yeah.
All right.
Neighbors, Rome, Darius, Brian Thomas, yeah, Dallas Turner.
It might be something. It might be absolutely nothing. I just thought it was interesting.
Well, I also think it's interesting. I guess unless the Lions, there's a couple guys that could go to the Lions that are on here because they're not top picks. And I do wonder. Have they been told?
Well, the Lions have been linked with Darius Robinson.
Darius Robinson, maybe Terrion Arnold.
Well, they have to move up to get him. Like up, I mean, Terrion Arnold's supposed to go in the top 12.
Yeah, but when it comes to the corners, it's almost like who wants this last wild card spot in the NHL? It's like this guy, maybe no, this guy, no, not this guy, this guy. So you got Mitchell, you got that, you got Darius Robinson. That's one that you know has been linked to the Lions. Maybe taking a corner.
All right, just like I said, could be absolutely nothing. 2 weeks from today, you could wake up. And JJ is a Viking at 5. It just struck me as very odd. 248-539-9797. We'll get some phone calls in the mix. I want to play this piece of Lalone sound that we've talked about a bunch today.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, David, any ticket techs on the McMystery, and then we'll get to the Lalone sound and some of your phone calls.
Someone's saying panic in Detroit sports. Teams here, how can we not have JJ at the draft when it's here? That's Mark from Howell. Another person says, can't meditate in the green room. That's why he can't be there.
Oh, there you go. A good point.
It could be possible, Mike and Rico, that we've been given misinformation on JJ. But JJ's always been a little different, so maybe not read into him not showing up here.
But here's the – I don't think it's misinformation because, like, I'm listening this morning coming back from the barbershop, and Jansen's kind of saying the same thing. And if him and Doug are about as plugged in as anybody, and they're like – Jansen's like, you know, it's a little disappointing that he's not going to be here, which makes it sound like I don't think it's misinformation.
And, I mean – look, we've made some assumptions. Guilty as charged. I just have assumed Minnesota's going to move up and get him. And if he didn't, would the Giants take him? And if they don't take him, you know he goes 11 or 12, right?
I mean, worst case is he sits there for the Broncos or the Raiders or Minnesota in one of their picks. Like, okay, we didn't have to make a trade, but we're not going to let him get past us. Because
unless
he's the middle ground, but and then it's Bo Nix and Penix.
Did we get lied to? It was just a fun question.
Well, it's lying season when it comes to the NFL draft.
Very much true. Someone else texts in and says, always thought JJ was going to get the Levis treatment. Media needed some story to run with for 2 months before the draft.
It feels a little bit like it. It does.
Lawrence and Burrow both skipped the draft, fellas. This is a nothing burger.
Fine by me.
Must be a Michigan fan.
Well, no, I mean, you have a right to that
the
opinion.
The nothing burger.
The nothing burger.
Nothing burger is like they coined that phrase. So.
Oh, my bad.
Because, you know, the cheeseburger.
But it wasn't about a cheese. You know what? I'm not doing this. I know what we're doing. I'm not doing that. No, listen, none of us are upset about it.
You
I don't
stepped
care.
Over the rake, David.
Yeah, I did. I just
kind of. He did. I tried.
A little sidestep right there. All right, let's get to the hockey. Wings lose 6-5. Again. And obviously the post game, I expect part of the silver linings playbook where it's like, oh, bad, at least they got a point out of this. That's a huge point. No, it's not. Your playoff odds went from 50% to 15%. It's another loss. I don't know of another playoff push in history that featured winning 5 out of 20 games, but that's where we are. And you have very little chance of making it. And in the aftermath of the loss last night, Derek Lalonde had another puzzler. This is the third puzzler in 6 weeks. You started out with, amidst the 7-game losing streak, if I told you we'd be in this spot at the beginning of the year, you would have taken it. One problem. You had a 9-point cushion and you were in a 7-game tailspin and getting waxed by bad teams. Weird comment. The other night, he had another one about how, hey, you know, New Jersey won't be this bad next year. They could have 100 points. We may not be even in this position next year. What are we, soft pedaling 25 now? And then this one last night. Now, if you're coaching the youngest team in the league, that might be okay. Keep the spirits high. These are all 20, 21, 22-year-olds. Red Wings are the third oldest team in the league.
But see, I'm going to disagree with that statement. Even if you have the youngest team, you're so close to the playoffs.
Doesn't matter.
You don't have a game like this.
I know, but Rico, if they're kids, you might want to coddle a little.
No.
These are veterans.
Yeah, you coddled them 3 weeks ago. Guys, we have 3 more games to play. You play like this, and we're done. So, no, this is where you go in there and you put the fear of God in them. Even if they are young, we can't have another game where we give up 6 goals. I know we scored 5. We got a point. Doesn't matter. We gave up 6. We lost the game. That's what should matter. I get what you're saying.
I don't care. It's fine. I'm not mad about it. It's just all of it. It doesn't sound like a guy that A, you've said it. Doesn't sound like a guy who feels the heat or feels like he's coaching for his job. And it doesn't sound like a guy that's got a very high standard. I mean, I don't know how there's been just, if you don't want to erupt publicly, say less. Otherwise, would it kill you to just be like, no, yeah, great, we got a point. We didn't come prepared to get 2 points tonight. You know, when you're in the trail position all night and then you give up 6 goals total, it's not good enough.
And I don't want them going into Toronto tomorrow thinking that 1 point is okay, because clearly that's the message Lalonde gave to the locker room. I don't want them going to Toronto thinking, well, if we can get a point, we'll be all right. No, get 2 points, you're in a playoff chase. This 1 point nonsense it speaks to the defeatist attitude of his last quote of, hey, we're just happy to be here.
So Kenny, I'm with you. Every game now should be a win. And I know you want to win, but no, every game has to be a win. We are in playoff mode. We should have been doing this before, but guys, you want to go to the playoffs? You want to get to the big time? This is what you need to do. You can't let them go out there and score. You can't have the mental lapses. You can't do all of these things and win. You got 1 point. If you should just give it back to the league and say, we don't want it.
Well, that's part of the conversation, not Rico's deal, but my deal. I'm at a point, and you guys know this, I've just gone spite store. I just can't do it. I mean, you can't call it a playoff push when you've won 5 out of 19 or 5 out of 20 games. Like, come on. If it means Lalonde is gone and it means Yzerman speeds up the timeline and has a bold summer, I'd sign a piece of paper right now to miss playoffs. There should be a change. I don't know what the Lalonde approval level is, but if our callers are any indication, it's treading near zero. And the Yzerman one, listen, no one's trying to fire Steve Yzerman, but you can have an honest conversation that this is disappointing. That at points this season, we felt like we had turned a corner, and they are in one of the all-time collapses this organization has ever had. It's not good enough. And when you put it with context, you don't have anyone in the league in the top 50 in scoring. That's you're just not talented, okay? Well, Steve put that roster together. So I would like to know where the people are at with it. And it's been a big day of hockey talk here, but as they get ready to play the Maple Leafs, I'll be honest, I hope the Maple Leafs put them out of their misery, because I'm done with it. Last night is another one of those WTF things where you're like, every time I buy in, this is what they do. Even battling back to tie it at 5, only to predictably lose in overtime.
Mm-hmm. Ready to change the channel, like, oh, wait, I got it. Okay, all right. Maybe we'll win this. Maybe not.
248-539-9797. You want to get some people in the mix?
Let's get the people.
Let's go to Steve. He's been patient. Stevie, sorry that took so long. Welcome.
Hey, no. I had to take an emergency work call, so I dropped off. But how you boys doing? Haven't talked to you in a while. Member of the Hockey Elite. How you guys doing?
Excellent. Great to have
you. Glad you joined us back.
Thank you for responding to the bat signal.
And every time I call in subsequently, I'm always going to thank you for the Wojo's Dip song, like I requested. So, once again, thank you, Roberto, on that. But anyways, guys, let's approach this civilly. I won't call the Steve haters idiots. You guys don't call me a Steve bot. There's some nuance to my comments. But first, I'll start off with Lalonde. I can't defend him anymore. So if you want him gone, fine. If you want to keep him around, I guess. But that's not what I really came here to talk about. It's the people that are really thinking that Yzerman should be on the hot seat. I think these people lack an understanding of the bigger picture, to be honest. They're not seeing it. And what do you want? I mean, the guy has improved the team every year since he's been here. Absolutely. And, Mike, I know we have the oldest roster in the league, or what, top three oldest roster. Their core is very young. Now, how would you feel if we were performing like this and their core were guys that were, you know, in their 30s, early 30s, late 20s? Other than Larkin, really, I mean, you got a very, very young core. And one other thing that I heard you say, Mike, that maybe I'm being a little too picky on, we got nobody else here on defense beyond Mostider. I think Simon Edmondson is.
Edmondson counts. The problem is he's a total unknown, and it took 6 months to bring him up because of injury. Fair. Noted.
Yes, I agree. And
not
some,
mad.
And some bad play in the preseason.
Yep, not
but
mad.
Listen, what I'll say about Yzerman, he is not perfect. There have been a couple of signings, acquisitions that I was a little questionable about Justin Hall, to name one of them. But looking back since the Red Wings last won the Cup, with maybe one to two exceptions, and Vegas being one of them because you know how they got all their players, every one of those teams that's won a Cup has had a core of players that were drafted in the first round, and it took them a while to get here. And Yzerman, those first 2 years, do they really count? I mean, Seider would have gotten here in 2020 had it not been for COVID. He would have been here by the end of the year. But some of these first-round pieces, I mean, he's absolutely hitting on. Seider is a great player. I think he'll be even better when we get some more legit defensemen in here. Edmondson obviously being one of them, as well as some of the other cats in Grand Rapids like Johansson. And, oh, my gosh, I'm on the radio right now, so I can't remember the other one.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Steve, the whole point is, look, if they miss the playoffs, then you have to have a bold summer. I can meet you in the middle. If you are supremely confident that you are going to have a top two pairing and a second line pairing on D, and you're confident that somehow we'll have a goaltender we care about before 2 years from now with Kosa or Augustine, fine. But Steve's got to do more of the legwork in acquisition. You got to speed this up.
This is where I might disagree with you a little bit on. I mean, he always told you from the beginning, this is going to take some time. Give me some patience. He's got the name and the trust of the Ilitches to garner that patience. But he is building through the draft. And I really think that he is slowly but surely making the team a little bit more competitive each year with some of these vet signings that I don't love, but I understand it. I mean, do we really want to be Buffalo? Do we really want to be Ottawa and just stick all of our
young players? No, but that's why you hire Steve Yzerman. See, hold on. See, then let me respond to it. Steve, look, it's important because I have been in this battle before in the Pistons in years past. When you're comping yourself to garbage pail organizations, it's a straw man. Those organizations have morons running them. No one believes that that is Steve Yzerman. You hire Steve Yzerman, it's the equivalent of hiring Bob Myers to run your team, or Eric DaCosta in football, or Theo Epstein in baseball. The standard's higher. Mm-hmm. So what I'm not going to do is comp Steve Yzerman to Arizona ownership. We're not going to do that. It's just a straw man. It's like when the Pistons, well, you want a tank. I mean, it's really worked out for the Phoenix Sun. Do not put Robert Sarver's name in the same sentence as other teams that have done it right. Eventually, the results have to matter. That's my only point, Steve. All right, David, give me some of the ticket texts. We'll get to the people. We have found someone who's actually going to this game tonight. Man, this man should be bought all the free beers he wants. I mean, the Tigers should pay this guy to go to the game.
Behind home plate. I don't care where your ticket is.
I'm going to get to David in a minute. I'm going to Joe, you are the heartiest of souls.
Not really.
Nope. Amazing.
Joe's buying an umbrella right now.
A warm blanket.
Yeah.
We'll try Joe later. David, go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Someone says, I can't take listening to that audio or any of the other audio from that coach anymore. For my sanity, they need to fire Lalonde now. That is Connor in an Amazon
fan. Let me ask Kenny, because obviously we're up against it. But, like, caller Steve. I was civil. I'm not mad at Steve. How much more time am I supposed to allow for here?
So I think there's a difference in what Steve is hearing and what we actually were saying. I think we're all okay with being critical of Steve Yzerman, right? We're not about to fire Steve Yzerman. I think that's what he thinks being on the hot seat means, is that means he's out of town.
Right, and also, if your defense of the criticism is, well, just wait until you see ... What is that, year six? Year seven? And by the way, all we're asking for is to make the playoffs. Everyone makes the playoffs. Oh, well, you don't want to be Buffalo. Well, I didn't hire a moron to run my team. I hired the best in the game.
And last offseason, we went into it with expectations of go get DeBrinket and then fill out your roster, and that'll be good enough. This offseason, we have a different expectation, but it's similar in the fact that all you have to do, make a couple of splashes and then insulate your young core. And then make the playoffs the year after.
I think you're going to be very disappointed.
I hope not. You at one point, though, thought that about DeBrinket. You at one point.
No. DeBrinket, I won't go back on anything I said. He was the best guy who had posted multiple 40-goal seasons that was remotely attainable.
Sure.
And we ever say he was a top 10 or top 15, top 20 player? No. In fact, we said the opposite.
No, my point was, though, that I think everybody on the show at one point was like, it's a great idea. It's not going to happen, but it's a great idea. I think you're going to be disappointed. I think once this bar keeps moving, I think Steve Yzerman understands the next step in the rebuild is to make a splash this free agency.
I just would love to know who. I would love to know who. And Kenny, here's the problem. You still don't have a goalie. And defensive-wise, look, Evanson's a name and an idea and a great hope. We have no idea if Evanson could play. So you end up in this spot where it's Cider. We hope Evanson's good. Mm-hmm. I have nothing else, and I have no goalie. And now I can already hear the refrain, not from caller Steve, but from the bots. Oh, we'll just wait till Koser or Augustine's here. And we're just going to do this all over again.
And then you'll have your goalie.
That's 2 years away. Like, that's...
Then you're wandering into Ken Holland territory of, oh, a rebuild takes 10 years. No, it does not.
Which then leads me to, then why the hell did we hire Steve Yzerman?
Exactly.
His job was to do it faster. His job was to do it better. And by the way, his job would have been that if we were going to take 6 or 7 years, it was to be in Stanley Cup contention. Not oh God, let it help me, I'm poor, wild card contention. Come on.
Final spot contention.
Right, you know what I'm saying. Right. Like, geez, man, we're going to be headed to year six next year. Right. And then I'm supposed to throw a parade if we're a wild card?
Right. Not even home ice in a series contention.
No, next year they better be in a better spot than they are this year. Like, not just backing into the playoffs or making your second or even first wild card. I want to see them be one of the three divisional teams in the playoffs next year. That's my expectation long term.
I hope you're right. I just tell you, it's some people in this town, there's like a limitless, it's like an endless loop. David, go ahead.
Yeah, what are you talking about? This texter says he has improved every year. What more can you ask?
I'll leave this to Kenny. I'll stay right here. Kenny? Your world.
I'm glad they've improved every year. Let me start by saying that. But also, as a lot of people are quick to point out to you, well, what did Ken Holland leave you with? Nothing. You had to improve. You couldn't possibly do any worse. What did you expect? Him to flatline every year?
Also, yeah, you've improved every year while still not making the playoffs. Then what improvement is there? All right. So you're not the San Jose Sharks. Wow. Is that what comes up on the birthday cake? Congrats. Not San Jose. Blow the candles out. Come on.
Congratulations, you're better than Buffalo, who was you last year. All
right, here's your Fudgy the Whale ice cream cake, not Buffalo. Come on.
I actually get that reference.
I know you do. We were Carvel kids. Sorry. If you know, you know.
Oh, that's so good. Eisenman needs to fire almost every scout on the staff. It's a lot of picks by Steve that haven't done much.
But if he's firing every scout on the staff, shouldn't we start looking at the man in the mirror?
Thank you.
And I don't know. I don't endorse that last text. I don't think you need some organizational clean out. But I do think an acceleration of timeline, when you're building these teams, everyone has a plan. But then it's like driving on the highway. There's going to be times you speed up and times you slow it down. I do think we have to hit the accelerator a little bit, regardless of if they turn the trick and sneak in. This isn't progressing at a rate that, unless you are the most diehard of Steve Bott, I don't think anybody would use the word thrilled with the way the rebuild's going. No. And when we hired Eisenman, I want to be thrilled. Be no different if we hired Theo Epstein to build the Tigers. You'd say, I'm thrilled with Brad Holmes. Mm-hmm. That you're thrilled. But the Eisenman thing is supposed to emulate, in hockey term and timeline, what Holmes has done with the Lions.
Right, that in year three or four, you're one of the four best teams in hockey. And now,
how about year five, playoffs? Multiple young people playing. And then year six, I'm with Kenny. You should be taking another step.
Well, you're not going to like it. That's why. If they stumble into that final spot, trust me.
I know. They'll advertise it.
Oh, everywhere.
There'll be a big victory lap from Pizza Pizza. Mm-hmm. Don't you worry. Woo! What about Magic Puffs? Or whatever they're called. Crazy Puffs at the ballpark.
They'll go borrow the Tigers home run Pizza Pizza thing.
Mm-hmm. Which is totally not contrived.
You mean that wasn't genuine? And they just, yeah. Just came up with that on their own.
Just let it go.
Well, wait a minute. Torch said it was his idea. He wasn't pressured by anybody. That's what he said.
All right. Stop. Kenneth. David, one more, and we will reset everything, get a little football done.
Yeah, anyways. I wonder if you can agree with this text. Eisenman needs to walk into the locker room Saturday in Toronto before the game, gather the team, and wham, Lalonde, you're gone. Please leave. Escort him out. Tell the team you're coaching. Listen, get results.
In a movie, I'd love it. This is real life. Things like that don't happen. All right, David, we take you to Tiger Baseball, which will be in front of dozens tonight in brutal weather. David, let's run down what the hell we talked about today.
Yeah, let's start here with the J.J. McMystery that you had regarding the draft. He is not going to be in Detroit. Were we lied to?
It's just something interesting for a guy that we have presumed would most assuredly be a top 12 selection. I've believed the Vikings would go up and get him at 5. Rico said it. This is a home away from home. You know the Wolverines are going to be out. Oh, right. The Skunk Bears are going to be out in full force. And you're not here? Did we get lied to like we got lied to about Will Levis last year? I don't know. It was just interesting.
Yeah, does he want to avoid being that last quarterback sitting in the green room? Every pick, the camera's there. Oh, wait, the Giants didn't take him. Oh, wait, okay, well, here it is. The Broncos passed on him. Whoa, must be going to the Raiders.
Well, there is hope in Detroit yet. Donovan Klingon? Or who in this NBA draft for the Detroit Pistons at number one? Mike says, Mike and Rico both say it's an awful NBA draft class.
It's the worst NBA draft of my adult life. Look, if the Pistons win the number one pick, you probably got to take Alexander Sarr, who's a center/power forward. Pray to God he can develop a real three-point shot, not one where he only makes 18 of them in a year. Also only played 17 minutes a game in Australia, averaging 9 points. Guys, it's awful. But Klingon is going pro because if the Pistons don't get that, or let's say Pistons are picking one and they won't take a pure center, number two will, because look at these other players.
Yeah, this is one where if you're the Pistons, maybe help yourself out. Of all the times not to win the lottery, it's this year. You get the number three pick. And with Mike at three, would you take Dalton Connect at three? Because he's the only one that I think can actually help this team.
I got to go higher upside. I would have to go spin a wheel, you know, pick this Euro.
I mean, I think he could walk in, play, and maybe, you know, they won't have the worst record in franchise history.
Not interested. I need a superstar, brother.
It's, you know what, Mike? They're going to walk in there and Monty Williams is going to say, hey, congratulations on not being the worst Pistons team ever next year.
That's if Monty's still the coach in about a week. David?
And before we get to Lalonde, which was a giant, I mean, crazy comment, I just wanted to, I don't know if this is good news or bad news for you, Kenny, but you can't marry your cousin in Tennessee anymore.
Legislation passed, Kenny. I know that throws a little bit of a wrench into your
plans.
Just
trying to ruin my weekend right before. All right.
Not at all. As Rico put it most appropriately, why do we even need a law for this? Isn't it common sense? I thought we were done with the whole inbreeding thing.
Hold on. Did we just skip over something?
What?
As Kenny said, great, now you're trying to ruin my weekend.
Yes, he did.
Did he not say that? Did he not just say that?
I will refer to you what I told Mike when he told me that during the break, and it rhymes with truck.
Okay.
And you.
Wait a minute.
I think he was just saying you will be putting him in a bad mood as he starts his weekend.
Thought that was obvious, Rico, but you chose violence instead. Thank you.
It was one of those like needle scratch. Like, wait a minute.
Maybe for you it was, Rico. You hear what you want to hear.
That's right. You tell him, Kenny.
I just heard what you said.
David.
Well, speaking of hearing what you said, Lalonde had some comments after yesterday's game.
Get out.
Happy we got a point, guys.
I've had enough. That's the third weird Lalonde audio clip we've played in 6 weeks. I don't get it. And I'm not sitting here telling you he's got to be torts and get out there and go nuts and slam a chair. But say less. It's going to be this type of Sesame Street stuff, I'm done. This team has won 5 of their last 20 hockey games. I don't need to hear that.
Yes. Yep, going into Toronto, it's 1 point. That's good enough, boys.
I mean, in the previous game, did he walk in? Hey, we didn't get shut out. We did not get shut out, and that's something to hang your hat on. You scored. You fought to the last second.
Rico, how was your Friday night? I don't know. I didn't get hit by a car. All right, cool. High bar to clear. Fun. No, you know what I mean.
Right.
Come on.
And as we get ready to get to Tiger Baseball, we ask the question. You guys ask the question. We want to know from people, how many are going to tonight's game?
It's not people's fault, and the Tigers have a winning record. Now, here's your issue. Not only is it a pitcher's duel, and it's going to be an exceedingly boring game because Skubal and Pablo Lopez are both really good. Dude, this weather is brutal. Is it 2,500 actual bodies in seats?
It will be interesting because now it's official. It will begin in a delay.
Oh, no.
So now we are down to hundreds of people.
Oh, no. Well, I'm sure they've got some piping hot crazy puffs for you at the park for you to enjoy while freezing your balls off. Godspeed. Now, look, weather's going to be beautiful tomorrow. 60 to 65, sunny. You get a doubleheader. Sunday's going to be gorgeous. It'll be 74 and partly cloudy. You're good. Yeah. Man, if you can make alterations, make them. Because the next 3 baseball games, great.
I mean, you just really needed to get out of the house tonight if you're going to that game. You know what? I can't stay at home. I got to do something.
Well, I'm surprised Roberto's not going. He never wants to be home.
Come on. That's jeez, man.
Come on, David.
With 60 seconds left in the show, you just go Jeff Galooly on this guy? David just hopped right out of the bushes and hit him right in the back of the knee with a pipe.
Christian of me.
And I haven't forgotten about you, Roberto.
Santa's watching.
Have a nice weekend, sir.
All right, next week, programming note. I mean, we'll be here all week, but weird. I think it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Day games, but we're here. We'll be on after Tiger Baseball, and let's face it, the new baseball rules have really helped with this. The games end quick. We'll be with you. And it's a series against a team I actually want to watch because I'll tell you, the Twins are awful. Injuries have hurt them, but they're oof. Yeah. Rico, division's up for grabs.
Well, maybe they can take 3 or 4.
That's all I want. And then on to the next. We'll see what they do. Game's going to start in a delay tonight. Not my problem. I think Rieger's next. Yeah. Fully loaded on Chipotle. All right, we're out of here. We will talk to you Monday at 2.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.